Proverbs Every Day, episode 298. We're going to Proverbs 23 today. But, I mean, as always, let's have a moment of prayer before we begin. Father God, thank you for another day of wisdom, of living the way that you would have us live, of the character that you would have us have. So, Father, we ask that today you would bless our time together, that you would be among us, even though we are separated by miles and electrons and everything else. And I ask that you would send Holy Spirit to each one here that is gathering, that you would give them a special moment of understanding about what kinds of things they need to adjust in their lives and what things they should be proud of. As far as you would have us be proud of the things that you are doing in our lives. Father, we ask that you grant us a grace where we need grace and strength where we need strength this morning. And it is in your Son's name we pray. Amen. All right. Let's do this. Right, Proverbs 23, we're reading in the New Living Translation, so let's dive in and see what we have today. While dining with a ruler, pay attention what is put before you. If you're a big eater, put a knife to your throat. Don't desire all the delicacies. He might be trying to trick you. Now remember, we're going through a Sayings of the Wise portion of Proverbs now. And so these are all about 30 different sayings. And so this is one of them. So it is a reminder that I think is good for a lot of folks that, it might seem like you're in a special position having some nice dinner, but there might be more to it and you need to be cautious. In other words, don't make it so that you are part of the meal, I guess you could say. There might be a deception. A lot like the giving of gifts, there can be another thing that's going around with this as well. There might be a deception. So it's best to keep your head on a swivel, so to say. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to quit. The blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle. Lord, yes, that is true, true, true. And I put that in green because that's for the Deej, just as much as anybody. The blink of an eye, wealth disappears. It is truly amazing. And you don't have to have a lavish lifestyle to recognize this. In our case, I have not had a tax refund in over 20 years, because I have been an entrepreneur for that long and have made my taxes have been structured differently, so that I don't get returns. I just pay taxes. All right. And so, and year after year, I owe more than I think I probably do. And, you know, it's always a challenge. So wealth goes away pretty quickly, even in my situation, for example. So it is one of those things where being wise enough to know when to quit, but at the same time, not wearing yourself out to be rich, that sort of thing. And so to be rich, do the work. In fact, after this call, I'm actually recording this last night at about 7 o'clock. And this is one of those rare times where I am going to do some work after the fact. I've just been so many distractions today. I haven't been able to do what I need to do. And so I'm going to do that. I've, well, for the record, I have made arrangements with my wife and made sure that she didn't want to do anything this evening. And she wants to relax and do something completely different from her day. And so I'm going to let her do that. And I'm going to do some, so it'll make me sleep better if I have accomplished these things. And so, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna do that. But the idea here is not to work yourself out trying to get rich. It's more to just be successful enough and be appropriate with that. You know, as much as, in fact, in my case, literally I've written down on my checklist for the day to pray about it and then send about 10 emails and then pray about it and then send some LinkedIn connections and then pray about it and then figure out the next campaign for actually what we're doing here. But we'll get into that another time. So yeah, some things with that. But the key is to find that in between area and live in that. Now, we've already talked about eating with wealthy people. Verse 6, don't eat with people who are stingy. Don't desire their delicacies. They are always thinking about how much it costs. Eat and drink, they say, but they don't mean it. When you throw, you will throw up what little of you have eaten, and your compliments will be wasted. So the thinking about how much it costs, it looks like that's something that they're just kind of assuming that is the way to translate that. So that's there's a meaning of that is uncertain in Hebrew. So there's a that's the most likely scenario is what I'm guessing here. But yeah, it's true. You can tell when somebody's stingy but being oddly generous. I've encountered this before. They don't mean their own generosity. They're kind of begrudging about it. Verse 9, don't waste your breath on fools, for they will despise the wisest advice. Yeah. This one's similar to the one from yesterday. Don't cheat your neighbor by moving the ancient boundary markers. Don't take the land of defenseless orphans, for their Redeemer is strong. He himself will bring their charges against you. Verse 12, commit yourself to instruction. Listen carefully to words of knowledge. Always a good plan. Verse 13, don't fail to discipline your children. The rod of punishment won't kill them. Physical discipline may well save them from death or from Sheol. My child or my son, if your heart is wise, my own heart will rejoice. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. And I don't have children, so my perspective on this is probably usually to skip it, but I probably shouldn't be. I probably should be talking about this a little bit. Like, don't mistake this for saying you should only love your child if they are wise or if they achieve things. That's not what this is saying. This is saying that is something that would make me happy, that would make my heart rejoice. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. In other words, it's not like some kind of criteria. You speak what's right or you get out of this family. It's more of just letting them know the joy that it gives them to see you living well. And that I think gets missed a lot of times. I encounter a lot of people that tell me they had, you know, very rough childhoods and things like that. And when you boil it down, it really comes down to certain things like this, where there's just a lack in that area of understanding that it's not like do this or else that it should be, but it should be, yeah. Yeah, I rejoice. I'm glad when you do it that way, you know, that sort of thing. That kind of language, it makes all the difference in the world as far as not only one's motivation, but also one's sense of purpose in life. Verse 17, don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. Yeah. Verse 19. My child, listen and be wise. Keep your heart on the right course. Do not carouse with drunkards or feast with gluttons. They are on their way to poverty, and too much sleep clothes. Wait. And too much sleep clothes them in rags. Okay. Yes. Okay. That makes sense. So it's not just about, you know, being around the right people. It's very specifically not spending too much time or carousing with drunkards and gluttons, because they are of the attitude of consumption, not of production. Always produce more than you consume. That's kind of my mode of operating in a nutshell. You know, it's a big reason why I've done so much on video or various other things, is because I always want to be in a place where I can say at the end of the day, yeah, I watched a 3-hour movie. How much did I produce today? And I always want the balance to be in favor of what I produced, not what I consumed, which is not easy. I mean, that's don't get me wrong. That's not for everybody. And in some cases it's not even possible for people, but you know, that's just something that I'm taking on as far as not allowing myself to be, taken in by a consumption culture in that way. And sometimes that can just mean that you're, you know, working more than you're playing, but I don't know. That's not always a good way to determine it. It's more of just like, what are you contributing? Not just simply working. I don't know if simple work is a good criteria there or not. Could be wrong. In some cases it might be, but yeah, search your hearts for that. don't listen to me. Listen to God. Listen to your heart. Verse 22. Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she's old. Get the truth and never sell it. Also get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. The father of godly children has cause for joy. What pleasure to have children who are wise. Or to have a wise son. Yeah, okay. So give your father and mother joy. May she who gave you birth be happy. There you go. Verse 26. My son, give me your heart. May your eyes take delight in following my ways. Prostitute is a dangerous trap. A promiscuous woman is as dangerous as falling into a narrow well. She hides and waits like a robber, eager to make men more unfaithful. Yeah. And this is always a fun one. Verse 29. Who has anguish? Who has sorrow? Who is always fighting? Who is always complaining? Who has unnecessary bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? It's the one who spends long hours in the taverns trying out new drinks. Don't gaze at the wine, seeing how red it is, how it sparkles in the cup, how smoothly it goes down. For in the end, it bites like a poisonous snake. It stings like a viper. You'll see hallucinations and you'll say crazy things. You will stagger like a sailor tossed at sea, clinging to a swaying mast. You'll say, they hit me, but I didn't feel it. I didn't even know it when they beat me up. When will I wake up so I can look for another drink? It's kind of one of those where it sounds amusing, sounds funny in that kind of way, but at the end of the day, yeah, not so much the right example here. Not what you'd be doing, especially as a leader or as a, in this case, a king. It's very important to know the, and I think I've said this before, obviously I'll say it again, that our goal here is to raise adults, right? Not to continuously have children. And so it's important to let them know what choices, you know, what the consequences and choices are, where it might seem like a good life to just go out and be drunk all the time. That sounds great, right? I mean, but it's not. It's a chaotic and ultimately bitter life. So it's important to not seek after that, obviously. Now, does it mean that, you know, if you have a glass of wine with your dinner, that you're automatically going to end up with bruises and always fighting and complaining and bloodshot eyes? I don't think that's true. But at the same time, avoid it. Avoid that excessiveness. Avoid the obsession with being drunk or being high or whatever that looks like. They ultimately are a road to disaster, and we need to know that. We need to be honest about it. So, yeah. Keep to the path. Awesome stuff. All right. Well, I tell you what, everybody, I will let you go for the day, and we'll see you again for 24. And we are counting down to 300. You're almost there. Still blows my mind, by the way, that this has been a thing for that many days straight. It is making the time go by. It was literally a notification to remember to record this episode. Check. All right. Well, I tell you what, everybody, I will see you tomorrow. Be blessed by the best. Go be a blessing to all the rest. And we'll see you then. Bye now.
The pages of Proverbs reveal to us a contrast between the upright and the wicked. Choose your path wisely.
A steady road so clear, their words a beacon, hearts they steer. The wicked dance in shadows deep, entangled lies they lose their sleep. Wisdom whispers in the shade, folly dances on parade. Hearts of gold and hearts of stone, rivers sow where seeds are sown. Hands toil, grow like flowers in fertile soil. But treasures won by wicked schemes turn to dust, dissolve in dreams. Tongues of wisdom heal the hurt, tongues of fire spew the dirt.
Spirit weighed with grief finds no solace, no relief.